up. I don't want to hear shit from you. Be quiet and listen. Do you know how humiliating it already is for me to have a sorry piece of dog shit like you making tracks on my heels all the time? Having you follow me around and annoy the shit out of me, no matter how much I try to force it into your thick fucking skull that you're a burden to me? Do you know how exhausting that is? Wasting my breath just to convince you to leave me the fuck alone? Do you have any idea who I was just talking to out there? Are you as deaf as you are a fucking moron? I've been pining for this guy for months, wearing these stupid dresses and dolling myself up for this dude just to get him to look in my direction. And when he finally looks like he's about to make a move, you show up and... ugh! You fuck up everything. You're a parasitic, disgusting waste of space, and just looking at you makes me want to vomit. How could you ever, in your hideous, pathetic life, ever consider the possibility that I could stomach you for any more than a few miserable seconds? You're beneath me, mouth breather, and you're exactly where you belong, on the floor, like the lousy mutt you are. Matter of fact, I've been in this stupid outfit for hours. Had to put on this jacket because it started to rain, and now my shoes and my stockings are all mucked up with mud and filth. Ugh. Looks like I tracked some in when I rushed us into this bathroom. Not like you could tell the difference. Pretty shitty since I'm still making payments on these. Now they're basically worthless. All this mud and sweat. Oh, look. There's even gum on the bottom of these. Ugh. Looks like I also tore a seam on the side of my stocking. From the looks of it, it ripped just under my toes. On your hands and knees, dog. Come on. You wanted my attention, right? All that useless begging and pathetic crying. Well, here's your chance to earn my approval. Come on, boy. Crawl over. Maybe we can get some use out of you yet. Don't move. Feel that? All that dirt and grime. Feel me really lathering it on your cheeks and that disgusting face of yours? How's the texture? Is it good? Is it fun? Should be, for a mangy dog like you. God, you're filth. Do you know how pathetic you look to me right now? A grown man on your hands and knees on some dingy bathroom floor, letting me rub my dirty feet all over your pitiful face, tears in your eyes, adjacent to a toilet seat. How's it smell, Fido? I know it stinks from here. Can't be any better for the guy basically digging his nose in it. Speaking of, how about you take a big whiff of my shoe before we get into the meat of things? Come on. Big inhale. I want to know you're breathing in all my stink. Good. Yeah, keep sniffing. Really breathe it all in. Come on. Done? Great. Now lick. You heard me, dog. Lick. Lick the grime off my shoe. Now. I don't want to see a single fucking spot untouched. Use that disgusting tongue of yours and lick all along the bottom of my Louis Vuittons. Get all that nasty dirt off. And hey, if you do a good enough job, maybe I'll reward you. Oh my God, you're actually doing it. God, are you really that desperate? So addicted to my attention that you would go as far as to do something this disgusting? You're really this pathetic. Oh, don't stop. Did I tell you to stop, dog? You do what I say, don't you? Hey. You do what I say, don't you? Huh, mutt? You sit on those filthy hands and knees, and you lick the bottom of my shoe until I say otherwise. Because you know what happens when you stop? When you disobey me? Fucking moron. I swear to God, after all of this, after all this time being an ugly thorn in my side, ruining my chances with a guy who, need I remind you, you will never amount to, doing all that pathetic begging and whining and standing on my last nerve, day after day, if after all that, you finally get the audacity to defy me, be anything other than the filthy stray you are, I don't know what I'll do exactly. But it'll be pretty fucking painful. And I promise you, twice as humiliating. So don't fucking do it again. And while you're at it, how about you go about slipping off my heels and taking a good whiff of my sweaty stockings? I suppose this might sound a little crude, but I can't tell you the last time I washed these. They're usually my go-tos. Let's see. In the past week and a half, I've worn these out dancing, to the grocery store, stood in the sun in these for a few hours during that food drive, and about all day today. So it goes without saying that these gotta be right by now. Go ahead, take a big whiff. Tell me how they smell. Yeah, just sit there. Sit there while I rub my dirty tights all over your pathetic face. Sit there and cry. Yeah. Clean my toes with your useless tears. Come on. Keep crying. Probably about the most entertaining thing you've done for me since this revolting relationship started. Has anyone ever told you how ugly you are when you cry? Makes it that much harder to feel bad for you. Not that you're any better off in general, I mean. That's like half the reason I barely give you the time of day. Because you're unattractive. Because I might literally die if I ever had to be seen with you in public. You're an ugly, spineless, deformed excuse of a human being, and that's what makes you so unlovable. That you're on your hands and knees, sobbing in a public bathroom, while I rub my sweaty feet into your hideous face. Well, that's after you already licked the dirt off my filthy shoes, I mean. And this is all you'll ever be. A mangy stray. Forever ungood enough for the attention he desperately craves. No better than the grime on the bottom of my feet. Now, lick.